By the 1970s, the country had seen a fair share of disruption. Dr. King's assassination in 1968, the Kennedy brothers, the riots, the Vietnam War. Marvin Gaye, another massively successful pop and soul singer, was greatly affected by the social problems plaguing the United States and decided, against his record label's advice, to produce a protest record. That 1971 album and its title song, What's Going On, became hugely successful, and the song What's Going On has been called one of the best songs of all time. It was inspired by a police brutality incident witnessed by Obie Benson of the Four Tops, who co-wrote the song. Benson said it was a love song about love and understanding.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like a
dig it.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right now. Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. Can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right,
right on. Right on.
We've already heard from the Staple Singers, who continue to be one of the potent voices of the civil rights movement. One of their more provocative songs, Respect Yourself, from 1971, had a self-empowering message that resonated with both the Black Power and women's movements. By this time, the Staples were recording what they called message music, and Respect Yourself became one of their biggest hits.
Yes, it does respect
Stevie Wonder is one of our country's greatest composers and performers, and he also worked for social and political causes, including a prominent role in the 1980 campaign to declare a federal holiday to observe the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. In 1980, Stevie Wonder recorded Happy Birthday as part of that campaign and toured in support of it and hosted a huge rally on the National Mall on January 15, 1981. He was with Coretta Scott King when they presented a petition to the House of Representatives with 6 million signatures backing the King holiday. The holiday was signed into law in 1983, but was not officially observed by all 50 states until 2000. Here's Stevie Wonder from 1973 with Living for the City.
Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Thanks for listening to this special program celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. and the music of the Civil Rights Movement. In this last section, we'll hear Dr. King speak from a 1965 sermon, followed by Mahalia Jackson singing We Shall Overcome.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. No, I joined hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it. We shall overcome. Yes, sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
We shall overcome one day. We shall overcome the Lord one day. Yeah. If in our heart we do believe, Lord, Lord, one day. We shall all have peace one day. We shall all have peace one day. We shall all have peace, Lord, one day. Yeah.
Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Out of their problems and out of their quarrels, and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect for the women of the world. Just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give. I know we